specific connection to their childhood.
What would make this problem matter more than anything, more than life itself? How is this problem profound, philosophical, theological? Why is it a matter of principle? Something this protagonist simply cannot quit, simply cannot let go. To do so would mean what? Be more specific than the word failure. It would mean the world would be different. How? The world would be poorer in what way? This problem must be solved. This journey must be completed. This yearning must be fulfilled. Why? What difference does it make? It makes a huge difference. What is that? Write it down. Journey attached to it, get to Palm Springs. Why you would find yourself in Palm Springs, I'm not sure, but still. There's an outward destination. If the story is about reuniting a family, well, there's often an objective and outward event that goes with that, like let's rebuild the summer house this summer and try not to kill each other while we do. Right? What is the outward and objective problem or goal in the story? Write it down. Now, if you're writing a plot-driven novel, like a mystery, murder mystery, or a thriller, horror novel, let's say, something like that, then the outward problem is probably pretty easy to identify. Figure out who done it, save the world, stop the monster, whatever it is. Right? Okay. Now, let's think about the problem. Think about the problem itself, not the protagonist, but the problem itself. Write down for me new ways in which this problem can get worse. You've already made it worse than the manuscript. Great, congratulations. I'm glad of that. But let's think of some new ways that this problem can complicate, deepen, get uglier, nastier, more intractable, messier. How can it affect more people? How can it cost more? How can the problem itself grow bigger than it is now? Is the problem caused by a person, an antagonist, a villain? Ooh, that's useful. Great. Let's give them some help. Give them some advantages. Who can aid things go the antagonist's way, how can their problems be solved? One way to get at this. What would make the problem worse? How can you handicap your protagonist? Make their job more difficult. Easy ways to do that. Break their legs. Why don't more people break legs in books? Such an easy thing to do. It's fiction.
With an arm count?
An arm count? Yeah, sure. Break the other one. What can make this problem worse? How can the magnitude of the problem grow? How can the time available to solve the problem shorten? How can fellow travelers, assistants, helpers, friends of the protagonist fall away? How can they turn against the protagonist? How can you, in other words, isolate your protagonist? Who can join the side of your antagonist? See it the antagonist's way, even help. Make it even worse than that. Suppose that your antagonist is right.
Here you go.
Bush was right. Now you're thinking like a novelist. Oh, man, you got the political humor of that. Dig deeper. Make it even messier, even uglier. What's the worst that can happen? The problem's already pretty bad. It has some bad effects on people. What's the worst effect it can have? The problem hurts people. Who can it destroy? Who will never recover? Ever. No, really, never. What will it cost your protagonist? What cost can this problem extract from them that they will never recover? Do you remember the book, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold? Do you remember the protagonist, George Smiley, appeared in a lot of other books by John Le Carré? Remember that book?
Oh, yeah.
John Carey, or George Smiley, was charged with figuring out who a great traitor in British intelligence was. He knows that because at the beginning of the book, a spy is coming in from the cold, coming in from the east, crossing the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, and as they're halfway across the no man's land, they're shot from the other side. There's a traitor inside British intelligence. Who is this? It costs George Smiley everything to figure out who that is. By the end of the book, he learns stuff about everyone that he never wanted to know, even his wife. John Le Carré takes away everything from George Smiley to do his duty, to figure out who the traitor is, the building, costs him everything. Ooh, great, great story. What about your story? What kind of costs can you impose? Make them bad. To make it even worse than that. How can this problem itself grow to the point where it absolutely by itself cannot be solved? How can the problem itself become so big, so intractable, that your protagonist and his or her allies can actually will fail to solve the problem? What are the circumstances of failure in this story? Write them down. you just wrote down the circumstances of failure, what if that was the end of your story? It doesn't feel too good, does it?
Mm-mm.
Failure. Well, what do you say we make that the end of your novel? Mental exercise. Don't worry. Don't panic. We're just thinking about it. What if this is the end of your story? Sit with that for a minute. Okay, shoot me now. Where are you going with this? All right, here's where I'm going with it. What if you do make it the end of your story? But then, what if I tell you, after all, I am the story god. You were actually thinking about inspirational fiction earlier. Making me a little nervous right now, but... In any event, what if the story god decrees that you now have one more chapter in your manuscript? Where do you go from here? That's called a trilogy. Yeah, true. What if you have two more chapters? Three. Can you take your protagonist all the way to failure and bring them back? Is there a way back to a resolution? I bet there is. What is it? Write it down. What can change? What new information? What new help? What new reframing of the problem can occur so that things can turn in a new direction? The simplest way to do that is have somebody ride to the rescue. Yeah, that's all right. But there are other ways. And I bet you can think of them. The reason I bring this up is that in so many manuscripts that we read, and we read an awful lot, the story, most of the time, goes exactly where I think it's going to go. The happy outcome that we are all supposed to desire is signaled from the beginning of the story, and you know what? That's pretty much exactly what happens at the end of the manuscript. Suspense is low because the author pulls his or her punches, makes sure that it's going to come out okay. Suspense is low. Tension is low. It's fine. It's an okay story, but it isn't as big as it could be because failure doesn't. One of the ways to counteract that effect of predictability is to rest for your protagonist. Have it cost everything, destroy their lives. Coming back, then, from that is so much more meaningful than the easy ending. Try it out. If you wrote it down and it feels uncomfortable, give it a shot anyway. Because I think you will be telling a bigger story. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm scary. I know. But you're storytellers. You're not afraid of it.